Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Friday, January 17th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Yesterday, the Tony Awards Administration Committee met for the second time in this current Broadway season to confirm the eligibility status of 11 recently opened productions from these last few months, from Sunset Boulevard to All In. Per Playbill, the Tony Awards has eligibility rules that place artists in consideration for the various award categories based on opening night billing. The administration committee rules when artists will be considered in ways that fall outside of those rules. Notably from yesterday's rulings, Cult of Love was seen as a new play, while Eureka Day was considered a play revival, despite the fact that both of these shows, with relatively recent world premieres, have never been seen on Broadway before. New Broadway productions must officially open by April 27th to be eligible for this year's Tony nominations, which are scheduled to be announced on May 1st. The upcoming Broadway production of The Last 5 Years, starring Nick Jonas and Adrienne Warren, is getting an upgraded sound. Its composer, Jason Robert Brown, is providing a new 9-piece orchestration. Most previous productions of the musical have featured 6 musicians. Brown said that his new orchestrations will honor the intimacy and emotion of the score while also bringing a soaring new energy and power to match the greater panorama of a Broadway stage. The orchestra will be music directed by frequent Brown collaborator Tom Murray and conducted by Paul Mutzebog. The Last 5 Years begins previews March 18th at the Hudson Theater. Opening night is April 6th, and it will run through June 22nd. And finally today, the nonprofit Theater Development Fund is once again offering free 1-year memberships to all 2025 graduating seniors from charter high schools and New York City public schools. A TDF membership provides heavily discounted tickets to select Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off-Broadway music and dance performances throughout New York City. This year, the hit musicals Hell's Kitchen and Six are teaming up with TDF along with the New York City Public Schools Arts Office. Every student that signs up for the membership can enter a drawing to win up to 2 free tickets to see one of those 2 shows on the evening of Wednesday, May 7th. The full houses will be offered to graduates and their guests. Earlier that night, there will be a graduation party by the TKTS booth, which TDF operates, near the iconic Red Steps on 47th Street and Broadway. Per Broadway World, New York City public and charter school principals will send all seniors information about TDF's graduation gift with details on how to sign up. To prove eligibility, students will be asked to provide their New York City Department of Education student ID number. To learn more, visit tdf.org/gradgift. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. The next episode will be coming your way on Tuesday, January 21st. Have a safe and enjoyable long weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.